Welcome to Stay Lifted, Sis, by Loudmouth Brown Girl. My name is Devin J. Hall, the Loudmouth Brown Girl from loudmouthbrowngirl.com. I wanted to take some time to talk about what I want Stay Lifted, Sis to be, because I haven't recorded an episode by myself yet, and I wanted to take the time to introduce you all to this new version of the show that used to be called Comfortably Uncomfortable Conversations. Before we do that, I'd like to take a moment to respectfully acknowledge that we are blessed by the land on the land upon which we gather, which is the traditional and unceded territory of the Coast Salish people, specifically the Kwantlen, the Katsi, the Semiamu, and the Tawasin First Nations. So I'm going into this blind. I do not have a script, and I have no idea what I'm going to talk about for the next 45 minutes. But I want to talk about mental health, and I want to talk about this year, because during the pandemic, I buckled down. I got a lot of work done. I wrote Uncomfortable, and that was amazing. It was exciting and phenomenal. And then I followed that up with Uncomfortable 2, Fundamental Foundations for Mental Health Content Creators. And that book is part essay, part journal, part workbook, designed to help people who either want to be content creators or want to focus their content creation on mental health. And it's all about creating exercises for yourself that teach you to get more comfortable, like dancing naked, showering in the dark, talking to yourself in front of a camera, talking to yourself when you go for a walk, which is something that I do quite often because it helps me sort out my thoughts. It helps me organize what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling. And sometimes I record them and I use them for podcast episodes, or I use them for inspiration for writing for later. So in Comfortably Uncomfortable Conversations, I noticed all of the conversations were about mental health and trauma and healing, but they were all friggin' depressing. Like, they were so sad because everybody's story, all of the people whose stories I was sharing, they were all sad, and they were all these monumental experiments in survival. Every single person I interviewed for that show was somebody that was affected by childhood sexual abuse. Every single person that show was affected by trauma and had to find a way to heal. And it all revolved around doing it alone for the first little while and then slowly building up brand new circles of people. And I found that with every single episode, I was just getting more and more depressed. And so I started thinking back to something that a former friend used to say to me, which was, "Stay lifted, sis." And it reminded me that every time I hear it, that phrase, I am reminded to get back to the place where I decided to choose cannabis over drinking, because cannabis, I knew, would be a soft cushion to all of the things that I was going through while giving me the opportunity to heal and de-stress and not sink into the bottom of a bottle that I wouldn't be able to escape from. I didn't want to escape. I wanted to heal. And so when I was writing, that was my main focus on what it was I was creating. I wanted something that encapsulated all of the experience that I have as somebody who works with mental health on myself, but also as somebody who has worked with mental health issues with other people as well. And I wanted to take all of the things that I had learned from all of the amazing people that I've had the opportunity to work with and put them together. And that's why you have the Uncomfortable Journal. But with Stay Lifted, Sis, I wanted to be something that lifts people up. I wanted to be something that makes people happy and excited, and that reminds them that healing is ugly and gross and not fun. But by the same token, it can also be interesting, and it can fill you with curiosity and inspiration. It can remind you that things are going to get better and that things are not going to last forever when they feel like they are. I'm reminded constantly of the movie Made, because Made, there's a scene in that movie where, you can hear my cats in the background, there's a scene in that movie where she's in the bottom of a hole. And she can't get out. She can't escape. And it's like one trigger at a time can just pull you into this dark, cavernous hole that you cannot escape. And it can be so exhausting. And I feel like that was this year. through 2021 and 2020, I worked so hard on my writing. I focused so much energy on learning the craft of writing, on figuring out how to craft my arguments, on figuring out how to promote my work. And then in 2022, I just crashed. I didn't have any energy to promote myself. I wrote a book and sold no copies because I was so tired. And like, you can hear it in my voice. I got sick because I've had COVID twice and I still kept working. I still, like, I got out of bed and I was still writing with my blanket wrapped around me, coffee on one side, tea on the other, halls in front of me, cigarettes and joints at the ready, and I'm still writing even though I have COVID. Like, this is ridiculous. I'm not giving myself a break. I'm not taking a break from doing something that's supposed to be a passion project. Technically speaking, I retired 6 years ago when I left the church, and I did that because I knew that I was going to need some time to decompress. I was in a situation where I was traumatized every day. My clients were being raped. They were addicted to drugs. They were dealing with heavy, 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 big adult emotions. And nobody trained me in how to deal with those emotions. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. And so I wasn't trained in how to take all of that negativity in and then, like, be able to process it and then be able to do something with it that was positive for the community. Loudmouth Brown Girl went the other way. I had all this information and all of this, these memories and all of these stories that I wanted to use to share with the world about what I was going through and what I'd experienced and what I'd learned. But I was so focused on getting all of the information out there that, again, I still wasn't taking a break. I still wasn't processing. And so what was happening was that even as I was writing these stories about all these things that I had been through, I was re-traumatizing myself by remembering all of these stories about what I went through, about what my clients went through, about what my friends were going through, about what people I cared about were going through, about what my community was going through. And I still wasn't really processing any of it. Stay Lifted, this is my opportunity to do that. It's my opportunity to sit and chat with really amazing people like Tinu, like my friend Rachel, who talks about branding and mental health. I'm hopefully going to be interviewing my friend Marshall in a couple of weeks. Like, there's so many amazing, phenomenal conversations that I get to have with this podcast. And we talk about everything from trauma bonding to healing to what it feels like to live with cancer and beg for help while fighting for your own life while deciding you're not giving up on your life. We talk about bending over and farting on occasion. We talk about all of the things that are human and normal and lovely and beautiful about being human, and we laugh. And there are moments of connectivity where I had a moment with Tinu, and you could hear it in the interview. She's trying to get a point across. And I'm so excited because she's reminding me of something that I used to be, that I'm like projecting that onto her. And I'm connecting to her in a way that I didn't expect that I would connect to her. I don't know if she felt the same way, but I did. And I just had this moment of like, whoa, this is a teacher. I am sitting here with a teacher who is reminding me that I still have a life worth fighting for, even if it's not the life that I thought it was going to be. So that's what Stay Leftist is all about. I just wanted to take a minute and share that with you all. Remember to check out loudmouthbrowngirl.com for all updates and to see what's going on with me. 604north.wordpress.ca is now open and live, and you can check that out for what's going on with my cannabis journey and where I'm headed with that in that direction. I'm really excited for the future of that, because there's so many classes that I want to take and so many options for me to explore the future of the cannabis industry. And I'm super stoked. Thanks for listening, everybody. I love you. And don't forget to stay lifted.